What about electricity? When did you get electricity, and what did you do for light before you had electricity in your house?
Well, we always had electricity in Denver.
Really? Yeah, that would come in. Oh, yeah.
But they didn't have electricity everywhere up here when I started to work.
Right.
And used kerosene lamps and kerosene, coal oil. Later they had one, what was it? They pumped it up in it. I can't. Well, I have to skip that one. I can't think of the name.
Did you ever have a bureau in your house? Do you know what does that refer to?
That would be a chest of drawers,
okay,
called a bureau.
Same thing, pretty much.
Yeah.
What about like a couch, some type of couch in the house when you were growing up? Is that something you would have had?
Oh, yeah. Davenport is another name we used. And
is that the same thing?
Couch, okay. Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a sofa? Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. What about what about the cooking stove in your house? What was that like growing up? Do you remember?
Well, we had a wood stove, mm-hmm, wooden coal stove.
Okay.
But then we got gas and had the gas hot water heater right next to the gas stove,
right,
which was a coil of gas burners and a pipe running out of the water tank,
okay,
up that coil, and then by convection it heated the water.
Okay.
And sometimes they would forget to turn that off, and Mom would send me to the basement immediately to open the spigots on the laundry tub to get rid of that super hot water.
Yeah.
And the steam would fill the basement, or we'd have to duck down to even get through.
And if you didn't do that, the pipes would break or something?
Tank would blow up.
The tank would blow up. That wouldn't be good. Did that ever happen to you?
It didn't happen.
That's good. What kind of pan? Do you remember what kinds of things your mom used with the stove? What kind of pans and stuff? Were there special types of things?
Well, they were mostly the enamelware.
Mm-hmm.
Where it had this white coat on top of the metal.
Okay.
And I can remember the big one under the icebox. About 9 o'clock at night in bed, Bill, you empty the pan, go down your bare feet on that linoleum and try to juggle that cold water.
That water, yeah.
Throw it out the back door.
Yeah. Did she have cast iron at all? Do you remember?
Yes, she did. In fact, cast iron is a very popular thing with people that are cooks.
Right.
Muriel's brother that had a restaurant in Berthoud, it was a chicken specialty,
mm-hmm,
restaurant,
mm-hmm,
Wayside Inn, and he cooked all of his chicken in large, about 4-inch deep cast iron skillets.
Really?
With suet. Real good for your cholesterol, but
yeah, that's right. That's,
but it was the best chicken in the country.
Is suet like a type of fat or something?
That's the fat, rendered fat, that's taken away from around the kidney and so forth in a cow, called suet.
I've seen it in the store. You mention a skillet. Is that the same thing as a frying pan? Or
yes.
Have you ever heard of it called a spider?
No.
You've never heard that?
I haven't.
I think it's a northeastern thing or something. And so you always had electricity.
In Denver, we did.
Okay, right. And was it pretty much set up the same way as it not is now, with a sort of light fixture at the top? Or?
There was one light fixture in center of every room.
Okay.
And then they used lamps, but they only had about one outlet to a room, and you had to run cords to the lamps.
Okay. What kinds of things did they have in the fixture?
No, I think they were all exposed lights more than indented or covered.
Right, like that one's indented. Huh. Did you ever hear of, another question along the same line. What kind of, did you always have running water then in your house?
Yes, in Denver we did.
Okay.
And of course in Longmont all the time we were here.
Okay.
Not on the farms I worked on, but
What did you do for water there?
Well, they either had them in cisterns or wells.
Okay.
The cisterns, of course, they hauled that from Longmont. They would bring trucks in, big tanks on them, and pay 25 cents at City Hall to get a tank full of water.
Right.
Take it out and put it in these brick or tile.